today on the Word of Truth Revealed.
But it is the Spirit of the Lord that rested upon him. Lift your hands up right now and receive the Holy Ghost. You ought to be saying in your heart while your hand is raised, God, I need the Holy Spirit to rest upon me in a fresh way for the job that you call me to. You're raising me up to be a judge, a wise judge, a wise leader that gives biblical counsel to those who come before me and to lead them in the battle.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, The Person and Power of the Holy Spirit. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Judges chapter 3, verses 1 through 4.
Look at verse 7. The anger of the Lord burned against Israel so that he sold his own people into the hands of Cush, Rishathaim, king of Amram, or Aram, whom the Israelites were subject to for 8 years. Notice, instead of them being able to worship God freely, they came under the rule of this king, who was not kind to them and had to pay tribute to the man. They wouldn't give tribute to God. They had to pay tribute to this king. Look at verse 9. But when they cried out to the Lord, I'm glad about it, man. I've been redeemed. It doesn't matter how bad it is, not only for you, but also for your children. If we cry out to the Lord, God has something in his heart for his people. The Bible says when they cried out to the Lord, he that calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. He raised up for them a deliverer. Everybody say a deliverer. A deliverer. His name is Othniel, son of Kenaz. He is the younger brother of Caleb. He's the younger brother of Caleb. Now, Caleb is never ever described as a man who had the Spirit rest upon him. He's just a man that had a good report. When he went out as a spy with Joshua and the other 10 spies, the Bible says he brought back a good report to Moses that if God says we can take it, we can take it. Glory to God. But you'll never see the scripture saying, and the Spirit just rest upon Caleb. It just described the man's heart. But look at his younger brother looking up at him. Look at the younger brother looking at his older brother bring back a good report. Let me just tell you all something. Some of you who are anointed today, you ought to give God praise that somebody in your family tree years ago had a desire to please God. And though God didn't use them to save the nation, he's causing his Spirit to rest on you for such a time as this. And the Spirit of Othniel is resting upon the people of God today. I'm talking about no names. I'm talking about people who never ever were described. Their name was never mentioned in the scripture until this moment. Your name was never called on until this moment. Glory to God. And God is going to raise you up to do some mighty things in the world today as a deliverer, as a deliverer for your own family. Not by your own power, not by your own might, but by the Spirit of God. The younger brother of Caleb is now raised up to do mighty things. Verse 10 says, the Spirit of the Lord came upon him. Now I want you all to see this. This didn't happen for his brother, though his brother was in the company of great men. But for this no name, the Spirit of the Lord came upon him. And I'm decreeing and declaring as we move away from Pentecost that we're going to begin to experience another dimension of the Spirit of God resting on the people of God. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon Othniel, glory to God. And this man became the judge of the nation. And the Lord gave into his hands Cush, Rishathaim, king of Amram, glory to God, into the hands of him called Othniel, who overpowered this giant. Let me help you today. God is about to send an anointing in your life that's going to overpower the king that tried to seize your family tree and tried to take away and strip you of your dignity. I know you did wrong, but God says, because you cried out to me, I'm about to turn things around in your life, and you will overpower this demonic force. I don't know who I'm preaching to, but the devil who's been in your life over the last 8 years, who've been wreaking havoc in your family tree, his rule is coming to an end today in the name of Jesus. I decree peace to your family tree. God is about to arrest this demonic force that stands up in your life, because the Spirit of the Lord is coming upon you to cast out the devil. Can somebody say amen? Woo, Jesus. Spirit of the Lord is about to come upon you heavily. This is what made Othniel more different than anyone in his previous years. Verse 10 says, the Spirit of the Lord came upon him and rested on him for the next 40 years. Look at verse 11. So the land had peace for 40 years, even until he died. Somebody ought to claim that. Somebody ought to claim that. There are people I'm talking to right now. The devil has been telling you you're going to die. I come against that spirit. God is adding another 40 to your life. Another 40. You will see your grands, your great grands, maybe your great great grands in the name of the Lord. Are you catching it in the spirit? The Spirit of the Lord is coming upon me to speak this to you. Holy Ghost is advocate, intercessor, and friend. We see the devastation of Israel. We see the wearisome toil of them falling into debauchery. But because God loved them, we see him sending the advocate in verse 10 that fell upon Othniel. The advocate, the intercessor, and the friend. I know a lot of us like to be intercessors and advocates, but there's no one like the Holy Spirit. That's an advocate, intercessor, and friend. Not only to Othniel, but to the entire nation. God sent these parasites and left them in the land to test Israel, but to also give them battle experience. And God has left certain things in your life. It's not going to be easy. Some of us had the bop since we came out of our mother's womb. Nobody ever gave us anything. We had to pull for it. We had to crawl for it. We had to scream for it. We had to burn candles at both ends for it. We had to cry for it. We had to pray for it. We had to study for it. We were misunderstood for it. God knew it, and he still said, I'm going to bless you for it anyway, because I am giving you some battle experience. I want you to lead the next generation. Let them know, just because you got a bad day don't mean that I forsook you. Just because you're going through sickness in your body didn't mean that I've raised up or lifted my hand off of you. I left it there so you can be a battle experienced leader in the name of the Lord, because I got people coming after you that need to know that God can set you free no matter what you're going through. God is still God no matter what you have to deal with. And God has raised up a few of us that's going to stand in the midst of it and say, my life has not been easy, but God is working through me. I've had to pray my way through, but the Holy Spirit is empowering me. Whew, good God from Zion. So God says, I'm sending an advocate. Don't just look at Othniel, the younger brother of Caleb. The advocate showed up. He's only mentioned in verse 10. The Spirit of the Lord came upon him so that he became Israel's judge. He did not rise to power because he had a good pedigree or because he was the younger brother of Caleb. But it is the Spirit of the Lord that rested upon him. Lift your hands up right now and receive the Holy Ghost. You ought to be saying in your heart while your hand is raised, God, I need the Holy Spirit to rest upon me in a fresh way for the job that you called me to. You're raising me up to be a judge, a wise judge, a wise leader that gives biblical counsel to those who come before me, and to lead them in the battle, and to call the demonic forces that have held my people down for years to lose its hold in the name of Jesus. Good God from Zion. Now clap those hands, those same hands. Come on, those same hands, those scarred hands, those calloused hands, those knuckles. Clap those hands and give him the glory. Woo, Jesus. Woo, Jesus. You can't feel that wave. You can't feel that wave of the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Says, I'm not going to leave you in a dark season, Israel, without sending my Spirit. I'm not going to leave you, even though you made mistakes. I'm not going to leave you underneath the tyranny of this wicked king. If you cry out to me, I'm sending the advocate now. I'm going to send someone, a person, glory to God, that has power. And when he rests on one, hallelujah, the whole nation will breathe again. Let me help you. God says, if I can get my Spirit to you, your son is going to be delivered. Your daughter is coming back. Your entire family is going to be restored. If I can just get my Spirit on you, you will bring them out. You will judge them well. All 11 verses is talking about Israel's sin and how they messed up. But in verse 10, the Spirit of the Lord came upon Othniel, the advocate, the intercessor, and the friend of the nation. The friend of your family. The friend of this church. The friend of our community. The friend of our world. The Holy Ghost. Woo, I feel the Holy Spirit. Sometime the Holy Ghost will make you sit down so he can rest on you. Sometime he'll take you out of your comfort zone and make you feel like you don't have any relevance at all, because he's trying to rest on you. He's trying to sit on you. And the Bible says on the day of Pentecost, when it was fully come, they were all in one place and on one accord. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. Ooh, glory to God. And it filled the house. And cloven tongues of fire rested. Ooh, God rested on each of them. I see the Holy Ghost descending and resting on the people of God. It's going to get a little easier after this message. It's going to get a little easier for you to turn your heart back to God and to cry out to God. Because if you can cry out to God, he's going to let the Spirit rest on you even the more. And he's going to use you. Come on, the Spirit of Othniel is going to rest on you so you can save your family tree through the power of the Holy Spirit. And it is so in Jesus' name. Clap your hands, your scarred hands, your callous hands. I know you've been through, but God is going to help you to pray. You've been trying to do it in your own strength, but God's going to use your callous hand, your scarred hands, to do mighty exploits for him. Now let's identify the advocate for the nation of Israel to the 21st century, to the church at large. The comforter has come. Invisible perhaps, but real. Like faith is invisible, but it's ever so real. Love is invisible, but it's ever so real. Glory to God. And the Holy Spirit is invisible, perhaps. He does show up sometimes in visible form, but he's real. The Spirit of the Lord rested upon Othniel, and that one man was able to shift the trajectory, the trajectory of Israel. And God told me to tell you, as the Spirit rests on you, you're going to see your family climb. Don't worry about the ones who don't recognize you as the one. Let the Spirit rest on you. Let the Spirit rest on you. Sooner or later, they're going to all have to see you the one. You the one. We never knew you because you were in the shadow of Caleb. We never knew you. You just a little lad when Caleb brought back the grapes from the promised land. You never were called into the company of Moses. You never saw him face to face. You only saw him from afar off. But because you were watching, because your eye was in the right place and you were in the proximity, glory to God, God says, I saw your heart then. They may not have saw it, but I saw your heart then, and I've ushered you into the very presence. I pulled you in. God was resting on your mother. He was resting on your grandmother. He was resting on your auntie, and you thought that he wasn't now going to rest on you, but he is now calling you by name and pulling you forward. Can somebody say amen? It's your season, Brown. It's your season. Glory to God. It's your season, Peter. It's your season in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Spirit is resting on you now. Lift up your hands again. I feel the Holy Ghost. Some of us have been in the shadow of others, but God told me to tell you the Spirit now is calling you for it. To do mighty exploits. This is your time. Not only for you, but he's going to change the trajectory of your family tree and your community through you. In the name of Jesus. You've been misunderstood for many years. Clap your hands in the name of the Lord. Those rusty hands. Those callous hands. Give him praise and make melody. Make melody. You've been hidden for years. You've been hidden for years. Trouble has hidden you. You've been wrapped up in a cocoon of trouble. Well, no one has been able to see you, but I decree and declare that development has been going on in the midst of your confinements, and you're about to break forth as a butterfly. A whole new form to change the trajectory of your family. Invisible perhaps, but real. The Holy Spirit is probably the least understood. The least understood of all the persons of the Trinity or of the Godhead bodily. We know who the Father is in creation. He made it all. And we know who the Son is because he died for us all and redeemed us. But who is the Holy Ghost? Among the myths and those who've mistaken the concepts of the Holy Spirit shared, I believe God wants us to have a bird's eye view of who he is. He's not just a force. This is how they describe him. The force is here, or the ghost is with us, or a second class replacement for God, or even a second class replacement God, small g. We don't see him as God, big G. If he ever was magnified in your life as God, you would respect him more. Sometimes he's confused with manifestations manifestations themselves. We don't see the person. We just see manifestation. Or we say Holy Ghost is here because we see manifestations, but don't recognize he's there even if he's silent. He's been present for years. He was with Othniel before the Spirit came, watching him, waiting until a moment where Israel was dire and needed someone, because God is pulling people from the backside of the desert now. Pious peacocks in God's zoo, religious, so religious that you think God has to be with you because you have tenure in the church, you're going to miss it. God ain't waiting on you to praise. He said, if you fail to praise me, the rocks will cry out. I'll take crackheads, redeem them, and put my spirit in them, and they'll run right past you. I'll take people who never knew nothing about church, don't have that pedigree, and I'll let my spirit rest on them in a way to blow your ever-loving mind. Because God don't need those who've been in the church for a long time. What God needs is surrendered vessels. Can somebody say amen? And maybe you fail God and feel like you're not valuable enough, but I'm here to tell you God wants you on his team. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. I'm talking to the younger brother, the younger sister who was hidden. I'm talking about the one that never saw coming. Thank you, Lord. God want to work with you. He loved your mom. I'm talking about to the young Timothys. Paul said, I saw it in your grandmother. And I saw it in your mom. But I see this thing in you now. I see something on you, Timothy. God is not giving you the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. Glory to God. God needs some sound people. I come against mental illness in the name of Jesus. People, ooh, I come against that spirit. You don't have to accept mental illness. Rebuke it. Rebuke it. Rebuke mental illness. Up today and down tomorrow. Depressed. Self-disparaging folk. Come on, man. Rise up. Come on, woman. Shake yourself. And get back into the fight. Let the glory of the Lord rest upon you again. Glory to God. Nothing can be further from the truth. Holy Spirit is not just a force. He's not just a replacement God. He is God. There are at least 25 different names in the Old and New Testament of the Holy Spirit. Why would God label him 25 different ways? He could just say Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. Why does he give him 25, at least 25 different names? He's trying to show you the scope. Trying to show you the scope of his movements and how he functions and flows. He's not just supposed to show up and make us shout in church and got your little dance. That Holy Ghost is not reduced to your shuffle, chicken scratching. That's not Holy Ghost to make us shout. He wants to change the trajectory of a nation. He wants to change cities, city shakers. You understand? He wants to make you a judge, a righteous judge. Someone that stands out with the wisdom of God. Glory to God and the power of God at work in your life. Speaking of the Holy Ghost, there's a deeper significance in his names. And I'm going to share some things with you as this message progresses. The Bible says that the Holy Spirit does certain things. Number one, write it down. He comes upon us. We saw it in Judges chapter 3 and verse 10. He comes upon us. Write down anointing. He comes upon us. And I believe he wants me to decree and declare another level of his anointing upon your life that will walk with you, that will show up in you.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org.
For an MP3 of today's message, The Person and Power of the Holy Spirit, log on to our website at www.truthrevealed.org and download reference number 2206-1208. That's reference number 2206-1208.
Bishop has been working on his new podcast, Envision. Where there is no vision, the people perish. This podcast is designed to impact nations. You will be able to subscribe to Envision on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor, or any podcast platform. Let's support our bishop by sharing the news with friends, family, and coworkers today.
The Career and College Prep Ministry, in collaboration with THT Success Engineering Club, will visit Kennedy Space Center Visitor Complex on Friday, November 4th at 3 p.m. Children in 1st through 12th grade will participate in activities that will launch them into a galaxy of fun and learning specializing in STEM. Truth Reveal will provide transportation and will depart the church at 2 p.m. Seats are limited, so don't delay. Check out the Truth Reveal mobile app or website to register your children today. Daylight saving time will end next Sunday, November 6th at 2 a.m. Remember to set your clocks back an hour before going to bed on Saturday, November 5th, and we will see you at Truth Revealed at 8 a.m.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.
You are listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indian Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL, Coco, 99.9 FM.
From Love Worth Finding, here's Adrian Rogers with a treasure from the Word.
You know, sin promises joy, but it never delivers it. Why? Because, friend, there's only true joy in the Lord Jesus Christ. You can be a lost person and be happy for a while. We're not talking about happiness, we're talking about joy. Happiness depends upon what happens. Joy depends upon the Lord. The Bible says, rejoice in the Lord. If you live for happiness, you're a prisoner of circumstances, because if the circumstances change, then you're not happy anymore. But Jesus never changes. Happiness is a cosmetic, it's on the outside. Joy is character. It is on the inside. Happiness only meets your surface needs, but joy meets your deepest needs. Therefore, happiness is like a thermometer. It just registers conditions. Joy is the thermostat that controls the conditions. Happiness evaporates in a crisis. Joy many times intensifies in a crisis. Happiness is wonderful, but let me tell you something, friend. Happiness is at its fullest when it is mingled with joy, when you know the joy of the Lord.
For more about Love Worth Finding and Adrian Rogers, visit our website at lwf.org.